Stop the move! Stop the move! Stop the move!
On Wednesday, December 6th, the President of the United States formally recognized Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel, breaking with more than 60 years of official U.S. policy. Why did this happen? What does it mean? And what might happen next? To respond to the urgency of this moment, Unsettled is trying something new, a mini-series. We're bringing you short episodes featuring experts and activists, each with a different perspective on the new status of Jerusalem. For this episode, our producer Max Friedman went to an action outside the office of New York Senator Chuck Schumer by the Jewish Anti-Occupation Group, If Not Now.
Hey, this is Max. Before we get started, I want to let you know that you're going to hear from three people in this episode. The one giving this speech who doesn't get a chance to introduce herself is Anna Blackman. And full disclosure, all five of the producers behind Unsettled are also members of If Not Now, but this podcast is an independent project unaffiliated with any other organization. Here goes.
My name is Eliana Fishman, and I am a proud member of If Not Now.
My name is Stephen Lurie. I'm a member of If Not Now, and we are right now marching and chanting outside of Senator Chuck Schumer's Manhattan office.
Why Chuck Schumer?
Well, yesterday, Donald Trump made a terrible decision. He made a decision to move the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This especially infuriates me as a proud Democrat. Chuck Schumer told Donald Trump to make this choice and to move the embassy to Jerusalem.
Why would Chuck Schumer do that?
Chuck Schumer has decided to sell out to the extreme right wing. He's not listening to American Jews. 80% of American Jews, according to a recent AJC poll, oppose moving the embassy to Jerusalem. But he has decided to listen to the fringe right wing, including Christian Zionists, who don't care about the residents of Jerusalem.
This is one more step in the attempt of Trump and the far right and too many in the Jewish community to extend the occupation. And I don't want my representative as a New Yorker to be on that side. And so if you hear in the background, we're asking, which side are you on? And that's what we want to know.
Why are you here tonight?
I'm here because I know that the occupation, including the occupation of East Jerusalem, is a daily nightmare for Palestinians and a moral catastrophe for American Jews and for Israelis.
According to the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, there is a chronic shortage of over 1,000 classrooms in East Jerusalem, but there is no such shortage in West Jerusalem. And there are 50 kilometers of sewage tanks missing in East Jerusalem, leading to a reliance on septic tanks that frequently overflow, creating hazardous conditions for the residents of East Jerusalem.
I am a proud American Jew. I've been part of this community my entire life. I went to Jewish day schools for 13 years. I cannot stand what the occupation is doing to my community, and I'm not willing to put up with it anymore, and my community needs to make a choice.
This past spring, we watched in horror as Palestinians who non-violently protested the presence of metal detectors at the Al-Aqsa Mosque were met with violent repression from the IDF. It is reasonable to expect that such violence will happen again, and as usual, Palestinians will be blamed and further repressed for it. Already, the U.S. State Department has issued travel warnings about those locations expecting violence. Trump claims that these actions are in the name of peace, but he knows well that they are not. This will cause nothing but violence and insecurity for everyone, including those who do not have the privilege of just avoiding Jerusalem.
What makes you think Chuck Schumer has any interest in what you have to say?
Well, I think like most politicians, he's got to have an interest in what we say.
Chuck Schumer needs to know that New Yorkers don't stand with him. American Jews do not stand for this.
But my rabbi back home talks up AIPAC from the Bima. So there's a lot of us who do support this because AIPAC supports this. And AIPAC claims to speak for a lot of American Jews, and I think does speak for a lot of American Jews, especially American Jews with a more direct connection to actual practical political power. What if Chuck Schumer just doesn't give a shit because we don't have the money and the power?
We will have that power.
How?
We refer to these kind of moments as moments of the whirlwind. People are all of a sudden paying attention. People really are care and are really, really angry. I was speaking with a 60-plus-year-old member of my congregation earlier today on the subway, and she was infuriated about this decision. And if not now, is here for all of the American Jews who know this decision was wrong.
This is a moment where If Not Now can step out front and show how we are leading the American Jewish community. And we're here to support moral leadership and to separate ourselves from those who would cynically say that they support Israel while supporting the dehumanization and the destruction of any prospects for peace.
Unsettled is produced by Emily Bell, Asaf Calderon, Yoshi Fields, Max Friedman, and me. This episode was edited by Max Friedman. Get more information and listen to previous episodes at our website, unsettledpod.com. And be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of our Jerusalem mini-series. In the meantime, don't forget to follow Unsettled on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And most importantly, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode of Unsettled.